Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. See why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo. A 73-year-old man was taken to a hospital after being struck by a large tree limb in northern Huron County. Port Austin and Kindy Fire Departments, along with Central Huron EMS, responded to the area of M25 east of Helms Road following a report that a tree limb had fallen on a person. The man was reportedly struck in the chest by a limb estimated to be about 2 feet in diameter. Flight care was initially requested but was canceled a short time later. The man was instead transported by ambulance to a local hospital for treatment. No additional information on his condition was immediately available. And Michigan residents are being warned about a phone scam in which callers claim thousands of dollars in unemployment benefits are waiting but demand a fee before the money can be released. The Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency says one resident received a call from someone claiming to be a UIA human resources manager. The caller said the person was owed about $4,000 and would first have to pay a $105 fee. UIA officials say that's a scam. The agency does not charge people to apply for unemployment or to receive benefits they're entitled to. Similar calls have been reported in other states. Federal officials have also warned of scams using artificial intelligence to impersonate unemployment agencies and collect personal information. Michigan's UIA says residents should not provide personal information, send money, or click links received through unexpected calls, texts, or emails. The agency also says it does not randomly text clients, or claimants, or employers. Anyone questioning whether a communication is legitimate can contact UIA directly at 1-866-500-0017. That's 866-500-0017. People with current or previous claims can also check correspondence through their secure MyWAM account. Suspected unemployment fraud or identity theft can be reported through the Michigan UIA website. When we come back from this More Motor sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
The King of Cars.
This is Denny King, the King of Cars, at More Motors in Cairo. It's summertime, and that brings the hottest deals on a new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram from More Motors. Summer life gets busy. The kids want ice cream. The dogs want to go for a ride. And your friends need help moving a couch that they swear is not heavy, just awkward. Having the right vehicle for your life is a big deal.
More Motors.
That's why people come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars at More Motors. We are the Thumb's number one dealer of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram all under one roof. I've become known as the King of Cars because I've been helping people find the right vehicle for over 30 years. And it all starts with a conversation. Tell me what you need, your budget, and what you want out of your next ride, and I'll show you the best options on the lot. At More Motors of Cairo, we've been providing award-winning customer service for over 6 decades. If you're looking for the best deal on your next Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, come see the King of Cars of the Thumb. You deserve a stress-free car shopping experience. So come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars, at More Motors of Cairo, and see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Cairo for over 61 years.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. A St. Clair County man is facing multiple criminal charges following an investigation that began with cyber tips involving suspected child exploitation. Michigan State Police say 42-year-old Christopher Robert Stewart of Marine City was arrested after investigators executed a search warrant at his home and seized digital evidence. Police say the investigation began after multiple tips were received from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Stewart is charged with one count of aggravated child sexually abusive activity involving alleged distribution or promotion, three counts of possessing aggravated child sexually abusive material, and two counts of accosting children for immoral purposes. He also faces one count of distributing obscene material to children and seven counts of using a computer to commit a crime. The allegations remain criminal charges, and Stewart is presumed innocent unless proven guilty in court. If convicted, he faces a lengthy prison sentence. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo.